Okay, I'm just gonna go there. You know, I normally don't critique or get into this commentary about, a certain show or program on TV because let's just face it, we DVR everything. When we get a chance, we'll watch it. But you know what? Came back from the gym, threw the DVR on and looked to see, okay, what we got? Oh, Billboard Awards. Okay, let's watch that. You know, I'm always into like the fashion part. I don't know about anybody else. What kind of hairstyles are popular right now? You know, if you're in the country where K-pop and BTS is at, then you realize some of you on social media and that all the men out there in those countries are dressing to the nines. That's my kind of style. That's right. Business suit attire. Really, really classic haircuts for men. Their skin and complexion, I'd have to say, is better than most women, maybe 95% majority of women out there in the world. How many of you watched the Billboard Awards last night? Raise your hand. Well, I DVR'd it. It was a 3-hour show. I think I nailed it down to about an hour after I fast-forwarded through all the commercials and things that just didn't interest me. Or some of these artists, and maybe I'm just like out of tune with music in general, and I'm just too much on Pandora at the gym and my list of downloads of music, and I'm just like out of reality check. But since when do we sign an artist? And I guess it went in front of the management team and the record label and said, well, what should we call you? I mean, we've got 2 chain, 3 chain, 5 chain. We got 6, 7 chain. We got Papa Chain. We got Chain on the Bike. What do we call you? I mean, what do we call you? We got Drake. We got Snake. We got, whatever. I mean, what do we call you? Because I gotta think of a name. Can't use your real name. No, Leroy Brown's not gonna work. Let's see. We're gonna name you. You know what? We're just gonna put a question mark on it for right now. We'll get back to it. And then, like, what do they go back? Like, they went to the round table, making their deal, and they finished their deal up the next week, and they go, you know what? I think we're gonna leave your name with the question mark. And all of a sudden, the rapper, the question mark symbol was born. How many of you watched the Billboard Awards and came across that? I have no idea. Post Malone, Pre Malone, Bologna, 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 Bologna. I never even heard of that guy. Must be like, I don't know. I live a shelter life, folks. I'm just not much for the radio. If I'm going anywhere, I'll put a disc on or use my phone and Bluetooth it and listen to some music. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. You know what I do know is the best performance all night, hands down, Paula Abdul. She did more acrobatic flips than the whole United States Olympic team. I'm telling you, she did amazing. I'm thinking, how old is she? Late 50s, early 60s? That girl did more flips and was more limber than a freaking 18-year-old at a gymnastics team. I was impressed, you know? And the heck with people that make fun of short people. You know what? This is the reality. The shorter you are, the less advanced in the, or I'm going to say the least amount of aging. And the slower the aging process. Hey, that's what they say, scientific. Look it up online. She held her age really well, didn't she? Now, Madonna. I know, all you 80s people, and I'm guilty, 80s, 90s music. Yeah, you grew up in that. I love Madonna, don't get me wrong. But I love Madonna even more when she doesn't do these overly suggestive open leg moves across the stage, and when she flashed her Spanx butt pads, it just, I don't know about you, kind of did it for me. I'll be honest, I fast forward through a lot of the Madonna performance. It just, I love Madonna, but I would love Madonna to have taken it to a classier, better performance level like Paula Abdul, And that's just me. It's just my opinion. We all got bums. We're entitled. We all got one. Entitled to your opinion. But the biggest dance performance and the classiest move and the best stunt ever, is I'm going to give the award to Mariah Carey. I don't know about you all, but when she come back, like, what was that cartoon character with the rabbit, Jessica Rabbit? When she come out with an outfit on like that, and that thing was so skin tight. First of all, I don't know about you. I was in fear that dress was just going to, bam, it was just going to pop open. You cannot slide a medium frame and an extra, extra small dress, you know, and I know she's going for that, you know, Mariah Carey classic dress, you know, swinging it back a couple of, you know, eras ago. The biggest stunt performance she did that I could tell you, I remembered from that whole Mariah Carey performance, because let's face it, she didn't dance, because let's face it, if we all slid into a dress five sizes too small, we're all guilty of it one time or another, ladies. Don't lie, you are. I wouldn't be able to even wave high, let alone when she came down that first step and she tripped on her own dress and heels. I don't know about you, but that's the highlight of the performance we remember. Billboard Music Awards. You know? All I got to say is, Blake, I guess you just clean house, because he won the most awards than anybody. Wait, did I just say Blake? I meant Drake.